The next patient is Helen Hodo, H-O-D-O. Helen is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old African-American female that is followed in the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. She has a estimated EFR that is around 31 mLs per minute, and the serum creatinine is 1.7, and the BUN is 22. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, and we think that is nephrosclerosis associated to hyperlipidemia, diabetes, aging process, and hypertension that is responsible for the CKD3B. The patient has gained body weight, and I think that is fluid retention. She is drinking too much fluid, and we are already giving diuretics, furosemide 40 milligrams every day. And for that reason, I am recommending her to decrease the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours low-sodium diet and continue with the diabetic diet. The patient has, number two, has a history of iron deficiency anemia that has been corrected, the hemoglobin at the present time is 13.2. Following number hypercalcemia that has been resolved. Following number type 2 diabetes, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 7.8. She's taking the Jardiance. We are going to emphasize the diet. Continue with the metformin and Jardiance, and we'll monitor the case closely. Following number arterial hypertension, the blood pressure readings today in the office, 138 over 82. Continue to take the medications as prescribed. Following number, the patient has a TSH that is elevated at 6.2. However, she's not taking any medications. And I have to get an accurate list of the medications that she takes. She's advised to bring the bottles to the office in order for us to reconcile the bottles with the medication list that we have. The patient has hyperlipidemia. Taking a thrombostatin, the serum cholesterol is 140, the LDL is 62, and the HDL is 78. Following number, the patient has a history of esophageal restrictions that are dilated from time to time by the gastroenterologist. Following number, the patient is obese. And I think that the majority of the weight is related to fluid restriction. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.